This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. Speculation has swirled for weeks about the future of Tony Romo. The longtime Dallas Cowboys quarterback is retiring from the NFL and pursuing a career in broadcasting. And I have more. Tony Romo follows a long line of former Dallas Cowboys who've traded a helmet for a headset.
Committed themselves more to the run in this game. They took pressure off.
Rest easy, Cowboy Nation. It's all good because no one, and I mean
the one thing about Romo is, you know, that he's had the history and the Cowboys are
like Darren Woodson, Michael Irvin, and Troy Aikman. Romo will now be the number one analyst for CBS football broadcasts. Media outlets were reporting that he would likely play for either the Houston Texans or Denver Broncos. But a tweet revealed Romo's plans. On Tuesday afternoon, he posted a picture on his Twitter account of him wearing a CBS blazer. ESPN's Adam Schefter broke the story and says the decision is more than just football.
Ultimately, in the end, this became a lifestyle choice. This became a situation where he felt like he was better off for he and his family going into TV rather than sticking at the quarterback position.
Romo walks away from the Cowboys shattering most franchise records, like throwing for the most yards of any Dallas quarterback. Romo wasn't even drafted in 2003 when he joined the team. He had a series of injuries, and last year he lost his starting position to rookie Dak Prescott. Romo might do more than just analyze football games for CBS, something he could call golf for the network, which is home of the Masters, the major golf tournament. Gus Contreras, KERA News.